The next patient is Mr. Donald Hensley. The last name is H-E-N-S-L-E-Y. Clinical case of a 61-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the fluctuation in the kidney function, period. The patient that used to be with a creatinine of 1.3 now is with a creatinine that is reported at 1.8 with a BUN of 47, estimated GFR of 42. And the patient had a better clearance, 59 ml per minute during the last time period. The most important factor is that the patient doesn't have any proteinuria. So those are changes most likely associated to fluctuations in the blood pressure. Once the patient started on Jardiance, the blood pressure went down to levels like today, 97 over 66. Those are significant hemodynamic changes. For that reason, I'm going to adjust the medication for the blood pressure, stop the use of the lisinopril, 40 milligrams on daily basis, and switch him to irbesartan 150 milligrams daily. We are going to see the fluctuation in the blood pressure and in the kidney function, if any, after these changes. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.1. The patient went to Indiana. The cholesterol is up. The triglycerides are up. At this point, I am not going to make any changes in the administration of pioglitazone. And we are going to hold the initiation of the therapy with Rybelsus. Due to the fact that we have to see the results in the blood pressure after the changes that we mentioned above. Following over mixed hyperlipidemia, the patient went to Indiana, was completely eating out of the diet, and cholesterol is 220, triglycerides are higher. I am not going to make any adjustments in the medication. The patient has to go back to the diet. Following number, the patient has on the BMI that is 35, and he has to work on that as well. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup.